علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, and we are discussing the wise sayings of the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, as narrated in the Nahjul Balagha by Sayyid Radhi rahmatullah alayhi. So one of the sayings that we are going to mention today is about the favorable conditions for people in this world and the unfavorable conditions that we are faced with. This is something, a factual part of our society, an aspect of our society which he talks about, the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, and says that people sometimes face a situation where the world turns against them, and sometimes the world turns in favor of them, or the society in which he lives, the community in which he lives, they turn in his favor or her favor, or turn against him or her. And sometimes it's not due to any fault of his own. The condition is such that he says, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِذْ أَقْبَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أَعَارَتْهُمْ مَحَاسِنَ غَيْرِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ عَنْهُمْ سَلَبَتْهُمْ مَحَاسِنَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ عَنْهُ سَلَبَتْهُ مَحَسِنَ نَفْسِهِ. Or in other manner, it has been narrated, إِذَا أَقْبَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ أَعَارَتْهُ مَحَسِنَ غِيْرِهِ وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ عَنْهُ سَلَبَتْهُ مَحَسِنَ نَفْسِهِ. So we shall discuss the translation and its meaning in the next segment.
اللهم صلِّ على محمد.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, talking about this narration of Imam Ali. He says that إِذَا أَقْبَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا is if the world turns in favor of you, what happens is that even the good deeds and attributes of others are attributed to you. Even those things that you have not carried out, the good things that you have not carried out, have been carried out by other people. The world starts attributing them to you, and people start saying that you have done those good things and carried out those good deeds. So the situation in the world has turned in your favor. Your own good deeds are projected and promoted as your own good deeds. Even the good deeds of other human beings are attributed to you, and people think that you have carried them out. Sometimes they are, for example, you can give an example from literature, from poetry, from stories that are written by unknown people. And we don't know the authors, we don't know the ones who had created those stories or those legends or whatever. But people then start, those people who are famous literary figures, these poems and these proses, they are attributed to those famous literary figures. And people start giving them the share of the others to them, as if they were the ones who created those poems or prose or whatever, or any other art objects that are created by sculptors, maybe statues. We don't know who the creators were, but we know of people who are famous at that time, and we say that those have been created by these people. And on the other hand, what happens is that إذا أدبرت عنه سلبته محاسن نفسه. If the world turns against a person, so what happens is the good deeds that he has even done, they are not attributed to him. They are attributed to others. And people say that he has not carried those things out. Others have done them. So even the good deeds that have been done and enacted by those people, the world turns against them and starts projecting those things to be not his deeds or actions, but the actions and deeds of other people. So why does this happen? We shall try to discuss this in the last segment of this episode.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRB English Radio and the Gate of Knowledge. We find that when the world is in favor of someone, for example, as it was said that in the time of Harun al-Rashid, there was a one of his favorite viziers was Jafar Barmaki, and he was considered to be a very good person as far as he was a clever person. He was a person who was very capable and articulate in carrying out his activities as the minister of Harun al-Rashid. He was a person who carried out good charity, and he was very outspoken in his words. And whereas maybe all these attributes did not belong to him, they belonged to other people. But because since he was found himself in the favor, with the favor of Harun al-Rashid, everything was attributed to him. On the other hand, when he fell from the eyes of Harun al-Rashid, everything that was attributed to him was taken away, and he was considered to be an outcast. So what is the reason for that? People want to seek favor from the kings and from the people in power, and they start, for example, creating an image of a person in such a way that he has all the good attributes that belong to other peoples. And they seek favor of the kings and those who are in power, and they try to give them those attributes which they don't even find in them. And on the other hand, if they want to turn against them and they want to bring a person down in the eyes of others, they start to attribute the bad deeds of others to them. So this is how it takes place in this world. And Maulani is just pointing to that fact. So this is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, saying goodbye from the program The Gate of Knowledge at IRB English Radio. Till the next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه